These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Be on the lookout for afternoon rain and temperatures in the 90s. Let's get things started in flooding. In South Florida, one of the surest signs that fall is here isn't changing leaves or a chill in the air, it's salt water pooling in the street on a sunny day. September marks the start of an annual series of high tide days, the highest tides of the season. These king tides push sea levels a foot or two higher than normal, causing street and yard flooding in low-lying spots along the East Coast, like Miami. These high tides are a natural occurrence during new and full moons, but unchecked climate change is making them worse. As sea levels rise, flooding is getting more common and worse. The combination of higher water levels with Miami's leaky septic tanks and aging sewer system also means that the floodwaters could be pretty gross. Experts strongly suggest staying out of it. In food news, when it comes to iconic restaurants, South Florida has the rest of the state beat. The travel website Trips to Discover just ranked the most iconic restaurants in Florida, and four of them are in South Florida. Joe's Stone Crab in Miami Beach tops the list. Also on the most iconic list is Miami's Versailles, a culinary landmark since 1971. Key West's Blue Heaven is the place to start on a key lime pie journey, according to the list. And the final South Florida icon is Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor and Restaurant in Dania Beach. In County Hall, Miami-Dade County commissioners are weeks away from doubling their compensation under a new pay plan. Compensation and retirement benefits for the 13 county commissioners would rise from about $60,000 a year to $138,000. Miami-Dade's county charter sets commission salaries at $6,000, but expense allowances, car stipends, and retirement contributions lift that compensation amount to about $60,000 a year. In education, Florida International University shot up from number 95 to number 72 among public universities in the latest U.S. News & World Report 2023 Best Colleges Rankings. The University of Florida maintained its ranking as number 5 among the nation's public universities, the first and only in the state to reach that level. The University of Miami, the largest private university in South Florida, remained at number 55 among public and private universities, the same ranking as last year. And finally, in the Florida Keys. A large leatherback sea turtle is swimming freely thanks to the efforts of a Florida Fish and Wildlife officer assigned to the Florida Keys. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officer Pablo Ruiz was patrolling the ocean off Isla Morada in the Upper Keys when noticed a commercial lobster trap bobbing up and down. As Ruiz got closer, he saw a large, black shape under the trap's buoy. He quickly realized what he was seeing was a leatherback turtle that weighed about 350 pounds. The reptile's neck and front flipper were entangled in the trap's line. Ruiz was able to contact the owner of the trap by reading the registration number. The owner told him to do whatever was necessary to free the turtle. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.